Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the one, the only Miss Fat Cat, and here's what she's got to say. Hello Sandman, at some point hubby asked if I liked you. I think this is around the time when I got pregnant. When I was asked, was this a yes or no question, they needed an explanation. The short answer is I do like you, but I don't know what type of like it is. I like that you get me to smile without much effort on your part. I like seeing you work on things because I find it motivating to try and work on things in my own life. I like the very large range of topics that get discussed. I find it inspiring that you try and deal with your health problems, and that motivates me as well. I'm not sure if kindred spirit is the right term, but it's pretty close. It might shock people, but I do ask my husband if things are all right before I do it. That includes sending you donations, chatting with you, me asking for you to send me one of your shirts, and me sending you a care package. Hubby has very few things he cares about. That makes his boundaries very reasonable and easy to comply with. When it comes to me asking for your shirt and then getting it, Hubby watched me go from excited to ecstatic to being in pure bliss. During that time, you could not pay me not to smile. That went on for weeks. Most people know me as a sourpuss that had the joy sucked out of life. My smile tends to never really reach my eyes. People at work, friends, and family notice when it did. Most didn't know me before I went into a coma from brain damage, so they have no idea that being like that used to be pretty normal for me. I did enjoy feeling like myself again. As for sending you a care package, it was the first time I could express myself without needing to use words. During that time, I lost function in one of my hands. It is fine now, and I had so much fun that I barely remember the pain. Unlike my doctors, I did actually figure out what the issue was, why one hand was effective and not the other. Also, none of what I said has gone untouched by Hubby. He didn't need to ask me because I was so excited that I told him that things progressed. I recently asked Hubby if I could hug you if we were ever to meet, and he said no. I really didn't see that coming. I told him it would be like hugging a friend or family. He said that in that case, it was still no. I asked why, and he just said he didn't like it. It's not exactly putting his foot down for a real explanation. This is the reason I'm bringing it up. I don't think he's being very reasonable, yet I feel no drive to push him on the matter. Why am I not pushing this, especially since I disagree? Even if there were plans to meet you, this would be a non-negotiable issue to me. He said no, the end. On a subconscious level, I understand him exactly, but maybe you could explain it better. Well, Miss Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I think the reason your partner's been alright so far with your hijinks with me is because he sees you as just a fan. You mentioned the part about having pure bliss on your face when I sent my shirt to you. And that reminds me of a look I saw on my ex-girlfriend's face when she went to see a George Michael concert, as well as other musicians. It's just a fanboy or fangirl thing, and nothing to worry about, so long as she wasn't actually meeting and interacting with those stars in real life. It didn't bother me because I knew that the celebrities have their boundaries, just like I'm pretty sure that your hubby understands that I keep my boundaries as well. So there's no reason for him to worry. As for your magnetism towards me, women are drawn to men that are self-motivated and continuously hardworking. That makes me wonder if you'd still like me if I'd retire from my channel. For those of you that don't know, I've been battling painful psoriasis in very small patches for almost 20 years now. It only became unbearable about 6 or 7 years ago, and for the last 5 years up until early 2025, it was completely under control, and I was pretty much pain-free for 5 years. In the second half of last year, I cheated on my diet, and 2025 has been very painful for me. I'm clearing the skin plaques, but it's taking a really long time, and it's extremely painful. I'm worried that it's going to force me to retire my channel in the next little while, or possibly reduce how much content I make. Yes, I make content for money, but more so for my own sanity and to keep my anxiety away. I'll keep everyone posted about the situation. This year has been absolutely overwhelming. But getting back to Fat Cat, you find me motivating because of your hearing issues. That I possibly give you hope in a situation that seems hopeless. Fat Cat needs to make money, which means having a job and working in the city. And the noises in the city that are high frequency cause her pain. It all seems so hopeless. I told her that sometimes to solve problems you have to go to extreme lengths. I asked her if leaving the city was a good option. She said no, but someday it might actually be an option when she retires, or has enough money not to have to rely on a job anymore. Your problem's been around for 20 years, Fat Cat, and you're not finding a medical solution. And the way I deal with it is the way that I deal with my skin. It requires either moving to a warmer climate or installing radiant heating in a home, and then staying indoors for 6 to 7 months a year minus when I go out for food and other supplies. That possible escape is what motivates me to invest, because I don't see any other way out of the pain. Fat Cat, I know you tried to get your family to help you out financially, but maybe you can get your doctors to talk to them and explain the situation. I know it's hard when you have a disability which isn't really a visible one. Here's another way that I've been adapting. Recently I thought I had Achilles tendonitis and couldn't walk for 2 days on my right foot. And then suddenly I was fine after a couple days of rest. I doubled my activity level over the course of a week and the back of my Achilles swelled up and got red and hot. I figured out that I can walk in Crocs, flip-flops, or barefoot for a few thousand steps at a time without pain. But my running shoes are giving me pain, so I don't wear them as much. Hopefully it's just related to overactivity. Besides doing my daily errands, I need to walk to reduce inflammation, and that's one of the ways that I fight my skin condition. But going back to your hubby, at least he's not the jealous type when it comes to being a fangirl of mine. There are plenty of guys that would have forbid you talking to me and would feel disrespected and begin to question the relationship. But he's smart enough to realize that it's been almost 10 years and nothing has happened. So he just assumes that nothing will. He probably just assumes that I've put you in the fan zone or friend zone. At this point, our coaching calls and these sorts of videos are probably just a minor annoyance to him and nothing more. You're lucky to have someone understanding of that situation. It also helps the situation that I haven't dated anyone in 10 years now. So I'm sure that adds to him feeling more secure in his position. I'm glad that he drew the line on physical contact just in case. He probably knows that you wouldn't be able to keep your hands off my butt or something. What was also weird was that you seemed a bit jealous when I said that I would actually start dating again in the future in one of our calls, as an experiment to see if I can maintain frame. You seem concerned that I wouldn't be able to have as much time as before to devote chit-chatting with you. It seems like your main concern was that I would potentially give another woman the attention that you get from me. Maybe your hubby is sighing a big sigh of relief because he thinks that I'll start talking to somebody else and stop talking to you, and his 10 years with anxiety in the back of his mind might go away because of it. Even when I was in relationships before, I always had female friends to talk to. Many of them wanted to get together with me and were just buying their time until my relationship ended. The reason I'm also thinking of dating again is because over the last few years, there have been two ways to reduce my anxiety. Having people to talk to each day or working. More importantly, talking to positive people that don't elevate my anxiety. My family and close friends elevate my stress quite often, and talking to you, Fat Cat, you never put me in panic mode. So make of that as you will. Plus, as you know, toxic people and anxiety make my skin flare up as well. Do you really think I'm going to find a woman to have a mellow relationship with? The last two I was involved with were stress balls after they stopped walking on eggshells around me. Not to mention the dating market is now a toxic wasteland these days, and even with millions of dollars, all I'd attract are gold diggers and women with high expectations. I guess another part of the reason that I want to date again and possibly have a relationship is because of that precognitive dream that told me many years ago that I would have one at 48. I'm pretty sure that women would be lining up for a wealthy guy offering commitment and somewhat high status. Plus, the whole Sandman thing is a test for women. Most of them say that the most unattractive thing that a man can do is watch Manosphere content as a hobby. If you make such content, you're on a whole other level, and it's a way to filter out all the normies. But I also wouldn't rush into a relationship unless I found what I'm looking for. I need my mind to make Manosphere content, and now it's gone mainstream, and I don't need it as much. Also, not to mention that I have enough assets to not have to work again or even think again for that matter. Elevating my IQ by boosting my cortisol so I can make content hurts my health, and for what? Meme videos these days. Simply videos that don't actually help anyone. Recently, I was watching Tim Pool in the Diary of a CEO podcast, and it's like listening to the Manosphere 10 years ago now. AI is about to take most jobs, and machines will start to outthink most of us. At that point, doing too much thinking will be like running on foot and trying to catch a car. Obviously, I'll want to use my brain in such a world, but I'll definitely want to scale back how much I use it for my own health's sake. This video request also got me thinking about how to reduce my stress while doing less work. I can still record and write my content, but back in 2018 when I hurt my hand, I would send my recordings to an editor until my hand finally healed. So I've just sent the message back to the old editor that I used, and let's see what they say. That'll save me a lot of stress, but enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat's husband thinks she's going to smash me if I give her a hug. bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with a sane man for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the fangirls and their jealous husbands away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.